Next up, item five, Aaron McKinney, commission delegation of authority to close and open summer Gulf shrimp season. And don't let me forget, we got some folks to testify on that.
Yes. Mr. Chairman and members, for the record, I'm Dr. Aaron McKinney. I'm the Director of Coastal Fisheries. The item before you today deals with delegation of authority for the Texas closures of the Gulf shrimp season. Parks Wildlife Code allows the commission to delegate the authority to close those seasons to the executive director. And this is really necessary because if we want to react at an appropriate time, we cannot go through a rulemaking process. This allows us to react to the management needs and put those closures. And we're talking about closures in the Gulf waters, not bays here, but the Gulf water type situation. And of course, the executive director exercises that authority. The proposal clarifies delegation to the executive director and creates consistency with similar delegation in the proclamation. And until Tuesday, we thought this was a housekeeping situation as a housekeeping type of issue, because the proposal was first adopted in, we believe, 1995, and our proposal here is just kind of a legal clarification. We made no changes in what's already been on the books and been on the books for 10 years. But it came to the attention of some of our constituents that they have concerns over the fact that it states 75 days, allows a closure for up to 75 days, and they want to keep that closure as minimal as possible, 60 days. And in fact, over the last, since we've been doing this, I think we have used about 60 days, never exceeded 60 days. In fact, one time I understand that we had a 45-day closure, something like that. And nonetheless, these folks are concerned. They would like to see us adopt a delegation with 60 days in it. And it kind of puts this in context. You're going to hear, and I have not to exceed 60 days, but put that into effect. And I have, I know there's going to be some testimony. We've received some letters, for example, from Mr. Jack Hemingway of JBS Packing, Richard Moore of Pisces, and Clifford Hillman of Hillman Shrimp and Oyster, all saying they would like to see a 50-day window there, too. And you're going to have some testimony, so I just want to put some context into that for you. And that is the rationale behind that 75 days actually came from the industry. It was their proposal when this rule was first put into place to provide some flexibility. And the issue there was that when these shrimp come out of the bays, they can often be small. And so the closure period allows those shrimp to grow up to become more valuable. And of course, certainly if situations change, we have a cold winter or something like that, it might be beneficial to have a longer closure, allow those shrimp to grow up to be a larger size. I think that was the rationale behind the proposal. And that was the business model for us then. And maybe the business model has changed now, and it's just get as many shrimp as you can. I don't know, but that's fine. And so this is really not a conservation issue with shrimp. It's really a business issue and a way of trying to help them maximize, how profitable they can make from the shrimp. And it's, in that regard, whether it's 75 or 60 days, it's not an issue. It's what works best for that industry. I just want to put that on the record because I won't imagine that sometime in the future, if we were to adopt 60 days as many of the testimony we'll have, we will probably hear back from some groups that, well, we really won't say 75, but we will not be in a position to do that. If we set a 60-day limit, then that's all that the executive director can close it for, even though someone may ask for longer. And with that, I'm sure you have testimony. I'd be glad to answer questions.
Okay, your staff recommendation is the no less than 60 or the
60 is fine. 75 is what's on the record there. It does give us maximum flexibility.
The question is, what's your recommendation 60. Reflect 60?
60. If that's what you wish to adopt, our recommendation can reflect 60 if that's what you choose after hearing the testimony and listening.
All right, we'll get to the testimony. Mr. Julius Collins, Texas Shrimp Association, and Wilma Anderson, be ready. Mr. Collins?
Mr. Chairman, member of the committee, my name is Julius Collins. I am currently president of the Texas Shrimp Association. I live in Brownsville, Texas. And I'm here today to concur. Of course, I was supposed to be second and Lorne was supposed to be first. But since I'm first, I'm here to concur on behalf of myself and the membership of Texas Shrimp Association to what she's going to present in front of you. And she's going to give you the details of why we want from 60 days instead of 75 days. So with this, I'll let Ms. Anderson come up and testify.
Thank you, Ms. Collins.
Make her presentation, and
all right.
I concur with her, and the membership of Texas Shrimp Association also concurs with her.
Very well. Thank you. Stand by, and Wilma Anderson, you make your presentation, and if Mr. Collins has anything to add.
Good morning. They always put microphones too tall for me. I always try to bend them down. Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. I'm Wilma Anderson, Executive Director of the Texas Shrimp Association. Thank you for the opportunity to comment on Action 5 today. First, I'd like to advise the Commission that the Texas shrimp fishery is found to be a large part of the state domestic fishing and seafood production heritage, and that we produce a high-quality, healthy product for consumers. Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, I'd like to advise that we support both the proposed delegation of authority to the Executive Director in Section 3A under Shrimping in Outside Waters, providing for the closure of outside waters from 30 minutes after sunset on May 15th to 30 minutes after sunset July 15th. In our opinion, the fishery continues to be well managed under the present management measure of 60 days, and our shrimp stocks remain large and healthy. We are in full compliance with the CropSea mandates requiring the installation of turtle excluder devices and bycatch reduction devices in shrimp trawls. The fishery is not overcapitalized, and at this point, most likely undercapitalized, as recent data reveals that current shrimping efforts is below MSY, OY, and MEY for the shrimp species within the Gulf of Mexico. The effort reduction relates to other external forces that threaten the shrimp fishery. Several external forces are behind this downward spiral, including illegal imports, skyrocketing fuel prices, and Mother Nature's own destructive forces. Illegal imports cost the value of the U.S. shrimp harvest, and dockside prices have plummeted 50% beginning in 2002. Shrimp store side and processing sector employment fell over 40% as a result. In February 2005, the United States International Trade Commission ruled that six countries were guilty of violating U.S. anti-dumping laws by selling shrimp below fair market value. Unfortunately, despite the powerful action taken by the ITC, the flood of shrimp imports continues today at a rate of over 1 billion pounds per year from these six countries alone. Today, U.S. dockside prices remain artificially depressed. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to advise the Commission why we would be opposed to any decisions change from the historic 60-day closure provided by Section 3A to a 75-day closure. If the Commission institutes a longer Texas shrimp closure that would exceed July 15th, it would have a severe economic impact to trawlers, shoreside facilities, and processing sectors, and loss of revenue and employment. It would also result in additional loss of shrimp biomass due to natural mortality of the fishery. Moreover, a longer close period would only benefit foreign imports, which would fill the void and reap the unintended economic benefits at the expense of Texas' own shrimp fishery. Another external force negatively impacting the industry is the high cost of diesel fuel. This is our primary cost of production and one which we cannot pass on to the consumer, and because our market is artificially controlled by imports. Lengthening of the Texas shrimp closure to 75 days would force the trawlers to move to other state fishing grounds, which would further increase fuel consumption costs while decreasing our catch benefits. The current closure of 60 days allows Texas trawlers to operate closer to their home ports, thereby reducing fuel consumption costs and increasing catch benefits.
Ms. Anderson, we're about out of time here.
Okay, I'm just about finished. May I finish?
I'm afraid of that.
Okay, thank you. Natural disasters such as hurricane-imposed closures have taken a toll on Texas shrimpers. Last year brought the hurricanes and unprecedented devastation to our communities, our industry, and our fishing grounds. The shrimp fishery is fully aware that if a major hurricane strikes the Texas coast, we are subjected to several days or weeks of downtime for trawler and shoreside repairs and loss of catch. Any regulatory lengthening of closure would have a devastating economic impact on the industry. In summary, we support proposed delegation of authority, but urge the Commission and the Executive Director to maintain the historic 60-day closure period. We view any extension of the maximum duration of the closed season from 60 to 75 days as a major change. Increasing the closure by 25% is a major action that would have a significant potential adverse economic impact on the fishery, which is already extremely depressed. Before any such action is taken under the proposed delegation of authority, we urge the Commission and Executive Director to carefully study the harsh economic consequences of that action and to discuss the same with industry representatives. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my statement. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Is there any questions for staff or Ms. Anderson, Mr. Collins? Thank you for your time, making the trip from Brownsville. Larry, I've got a question for you. And make sure that you have your written statement delivered to these ladies here, and they'll get us all copies. Thank you, Ms. Anderson. Larry, the discretion is in the executive director to close up to 60 under present.
Up to 75.
Up to 75, I'm sorry. Up to 75. Now, what traditionally we've done what?
60.
Okay. So.
Always.
And so that extra 15 days is only in the case that there's a resource issue that's brought to the attention of the executive director.
And given that flexibility. An issue from the industry, that a desire from the industry to keep it closed longer to let the shrimp grow larger. That's
all right.
The only reason.
So, the present...
As it says now, I'm just kind of correct one a little bit, we're not extending this under this rule.
Right, that's what I wanted to clear up.
Already 75, they're asking us to take it back to 60, which is fine with us. We have no problem with that, and the motion for your consideration would allow you to do that. That's what you desire.
Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Yeah.
If I could speak to this, I'm fairly familiar with the shrimp industry, and it's been a big part of our business in the past, and anything we can do to help them. These are not over shrimp waters anymore, and so I'm with your recommendation on the 60 days.
Yes,
all right, so with that, your motion includes the not to exceed 60 days?
Yes.
Which would be an amendment to the present, which is not to exceed 75. We're clear on that? That's the motion. I have a second. Second from Bivens. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes.
Thank you
very much, and thank you, the Texas Shrimp Association, for your help.